Competition permeated Greek life from top to bottom, as it does ours too. It's interesting that their word for it was agon, contest, from which agony comes. But the agony reveals arete, reveals excellence. And we follow the Greeks deeply, though generally not with full self-awareness, in that context too. Politics. Not only did the Greeks initiate the systematic study of politics, political science, they also, of course, initiated democracy as well. Finally, and this is subtle, this is not something that we would think of as being of central importance, but Professor Victor David Hansen has recently and persuasively argued that Greek military tactics have, for good or for ill, been decisive for us as well. The Greeks liked to fight, preferred to fight shoulder to shoulder in citizen-soldier armies of heavily armored infantry who were called hoplites. And the notion of citizen-soldiers clashing in decisive combat, as opposed to professionals, as opposed to amateurs, as all sorts of other possibilities. That single hardcore decisive, we're going to win and it's going to be serious business. That sort of battle has been distinctive of the West ever since and has been devastatingly effective. Okay, Rome. The Romans were less original culture. The Hebrews, one gets the impression, didn't care whether they were original or not. What mattered was to worship and to obey the Lord. The Greeks cared profoundly whether they were original, and the Romans knew they weren't. But they thought they had something better. And what they have given us is a governmental and legal legacy. Practicality. That's the key word. Organization, order. The Roman mission was to rule and to rule according to law. The ethics that comes out of this is not an ethics of righteousness, nor is it an ethics of excellence. It's a communal ethic. It's an ethic in which one works for the good of the group. Rome founded an empire, and imperialism is not a notion that pleases us. But they bought peace as well. And in their defense, it can be said, and I would say, they were a non-racist empire. There were emperors, as it happened, from Spain, from Arabia. You did not have to be Roman. And in general, if you acted Roman, learned the language, followed the laws, you were Roman. It was a culture in that sense open to anybody within the bounds who wanted to participate. And they were not always happy to have people wandering in from outside, but people did. And if they followed the rules, they were Roman too. In that sense, Rome, I think of as a multi-ethnic, tolerant empire, is potentially a model for us. That, the ethics of duty and self-control, and of course, Roman technology. The Greeks were great theorists. The Romans were great practitioners. There are Roman roads, which are still usable 2,000 years later. They dug 4 feet deep and more, putting layer after layer, building for the long term. Their aqueducts, their sewers, all of their water management systems, which of course reduce disease very, very substantially, all of that is famous. They perfected concrete, something as simple as that. And the Roman ruins that you see are ordinarily made with concrete, sometimes faced with marble, sometimes not, but made with concrete. The Roman genius, as they themselves were well aware, was for organization and discipline. You put all of that together, practicality, law, science, systematic intellectual inquiry, a commitment to compassion, and what do you have? In many respects, I would argue, you have us. All right, so much for the overview.